Now, there is a saying that dogs aren't just for Christmas. Now, according to new research, dogs deemed too ugly for social media have been dumped in shelters. And over half of dog shelters believe that celebrities and social media are driving sales of fashionable breeds, meaning that their more unpopular counterparts can remain in shelters for years waiting to be adopted. That's quite sad. How serious is the problem? Well, I'm joined now by Ryan O'Meara, who's the co-founder of dogsblog.com. Hiya, Ryan.
Hi.
First of all, what prompted this research?
Well, we at Dogsblog got together with Direct Line because we wanted to see what are the primary reasons why dogs are ending up in shelters. One of the more disturbing things that we found was that dogs that are appearing in shelters sort of today are now coming from breed groups that were popular or subject to trends maybe 18 months ago. So if 18 months ago we saw maybe a breed appear in a big TV ad campaign or a particularly hot celebrity was pictured with this breed, what's happening is a couple of years down the line, those dogs are starting to appear in shelters. So that allows us to predict the future in that the dogs that are subject to maybe celebrity endorsement, and I'm not having a go at celebrities here, they have dogs, they look after them, they're entitled to be photographed with them, but they are hugely influential. If you see a very, very famous celebrity today endorsing a particular dog, then we would be willing to bet that in 18 months' time, we'll see more of those in rescues.
Now, some of the breeds that actually were singled out there are Staffordshire Bull Terriers, there's got Akitas and Greyhounds. These seem to be the most common breeds that are being abandoned then.
Yeah, these are the hardy perennials, if you like, in terms of the dogs that have been in shelters for the last two decades. They're the dogs that have to compete with so many versions of themselves. So I love Staffordshire Bull Terriers. In fact, I love Greyhounds. I love most dogs. But in particular, I have a thing for Staffordshire Bull Terriers because they're one of the most misunderstood dog breeds that there are. And their problem is you can have a Staffordshire Bull Terrier that is absolutely fabulous with children, house trained, socialized, and he goes into the shelter system and he's looking for a new home, and he's not competing against that French bulldog or a Labrador or a pug for a new home. He's competing against 100 carbon copies of himself that's already in the shelter. So unfortunately, he's become a victim of his own success. Because Staffies are so popular, because they are overproduced, that means that the poor ones that end up in shelters are not likely to find a new home quickly because they're just one of many.
And I noticed on your blog it talks about Benny, the Staffordshire Bull Terrier, who's actually been there waiting for adoption 6 years out of 7 years that he's been around, and it's such a sad story. That
it's tragic. We've got an American bulldog also that's been looking for a new home for 8 years, and bear in mind their average lifespan is 9. I find that almost too heartbreaking to think about for very long, that somebody produced these dogs, somebody is responsible for bringing them into the world, and they've spent the large majority of their life never knowing what it's like to have a family home where that they are the dog and they get to go on walks. So shelters definitely do an amazing job and we're very lucky to have them. But ultimately, this is a case where people are maybe giving their dog up because they believe, well, maybe if I drop my dog at the shelter, there's an ideal or an idyllic lifestyle available to that dog on a farm somewhere. And I'm here to tell people, if you're thinking of giving your dog up, that lifestyle is very unlikely, in that what will happen is your dog will go into the shelter system and will compete with lots of other dogs whose owners have had to give them up. And it's very, very difficult for them to get into a new home. So far better to fix any problems that may exist, or even better than that, don't buy dogs that aren't right for you in the first place.
I think that's key, isn't it? Doing a bit of research as well for responsibilities, because some people just see them. Is this with the social media? You just get the cute pictures. You don't get the actual what it takes to keep some of these breeds, because some of them are a bit specialised as well, aren't they?
Exactly. I mean, I saw that in my former life as a dog trainer. I would have people come to me, normally intelligent people. We're talking people that, you know, have got successful lives, and yet they couldn't apply some basic logic to dogs. So in other words, I would have somebody come to me and they would complain about their dog's behaviour, which was completely normal, unpredicted and unexpected for that breed. And I just used to think, have you read even a single page of a single book about this particular breed? Because what you're complaining about it doing is precisely what this dog was created to do. And so sometimes people pick the wrong breed because they are maybe driven by the aesthetic. So I'll just name a dog. A Dalmatian is a very striking and memorable dog breed, but it really isn't the breed for everyone. You can't just decide, I want a dog and therefore I want a Dalmatian, because they require certain skills and attention. And equally, if you were to have a Husky, you can't just say, I want a Husky. You really do need to have the sort of lifestyle that enables you to give a good life to a Husky. So there are certain dogs that are real middle of the road, bomb-proof, very popular. Labradors are obviously one such dog. But any dog, regardless of its size and regardless of its breed, does require an awful lot of input from you, the owner. And sometimes people are shocked by that. And it would be far better if they learnt that before actually taking the plunge and getting a dog, rather than getting a dog and then contributing to the massive numbers of dogs seeking new homes.
Because I hear, in some families where one of the children has been going on and really wanting a pet, and eventually the parents think, right, okay, you'll need to take care of it. Oh, yes, I will, I promise. But really, knowing what taking care of it and the commitment on a wet day, or if it's snowing, or if there's something that you'd rather do, there's certain things that you have to do, don't you, to keep your dog?
Yeah, you've just described my parents there. My parents banned me from... I wanted a dog pretty much since I was in the womb. And my parents not only didn't have a dog, they wouldn't have considered themselves doggy people. So I don't know where I got it from, but I wanted a dog forever. And I did not get the chance to have my first dog till I was 16. So I spent 16 years pleading for a dog. I was given a series of what I consider practice pets. So I was given some zebra finches and some rabbits. But I looked after them, definitely, but they weren't a dog. And at the age of 16, I was finally allowed to have a dog. And I, of course, had done essentially 16 years of research into that dog. And I've since, hopefully, proved my parents were correct in terms of, I think the fact that they made me wait so long for a dog is the reason I've ended up with a professional career entirely dedicated to dogs for half of my adult life. But ultimately, yeah, there are people that just think, I want a dog today, now. And they go on the internet and they look up any dog that just happens to be local to them, and then by the evening time they've got the dog, and you just think, well, that's a recipe for disaster. That's the reason right there why we actually have got people that are contributing to these terrible numbers in rescue shelters.
I suppose the plus side of this is, though, that if you're looking for a dog, you may be able to adopt a dog from a shelter that's had a degree of training, it's had its vaccinations and things, and which is really looking for a loving home.
Exactly. I mean, I can say this with all sincerity, that I've seen a lot of puppies in my professional career, and once you've seen one, you've seen them all, and they are not as fun as they're made out to be. Believe me, puppies are a nightmare. If I could choose my ideal dog, it would be slightly older, it would be socialized, it would be house trained, and rescues are full of dogs that fit that description, that somebody has already done the work. They've assessed the dog, they've trained the dog, they've socialized the dog, they can tell you about the dog. And if I'm thinking of getting a new dog and I want to minimize my risk and exposure to having problems, I would absolutely go to a rescue, which is ironic because the amount of people who tell me I couldn't get a dog from a rescue because you just don't know. No, the opposite is true. When you get a puppy, you just don't know what it's going to grow into. But when you get a slightly older rescue dog, actually you do know, because somebody has professionally assessed it and that dog has started to develop. You get an idea of its size, you get an idea of its personality, and you get an idea of what it would be like to own it. So I would say to anybody, if you're thinking of getting a dog, do try the rescue system first, because it could just be that your ideal dog is sitting waiting for you right now on Dog's Blog.
And do a bit of research as well.
Do the research. I'm not necessarily saying you have to commit to 16 years like I was forced to, but yeah, do the research. It definitely pays off in the end.
Well, they do say, don't they, the more you put in, the more you get out.
True enough.
Where can we get some more information on this?
I would say to anybody, go to www.dogsblog.com and have a look at all of the dogs. We've actually found homes for over 50,000 dogs now. So it's a system and a service that works. But have a look. And also, if you have a dog and you're struggling with it and you're thinking, maybe it would be better for this dog if I gave it up, again, contact us through Dogs Blog. And if we can help you, or we can put you in touch with someone who can help you, it's just as important for us to keep dogs from going into the system as it is for helping getting them out of the system. So dogsblog.com is the place to go.
Yeah, you're doing an amazing job. Ryan O'Meara, co-founder of dogsblog.com, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.